Hi, it's JJ and Joanne. Mark Gazzardo owns a couple of restaurants, Beer Keller and Beer Haven downriver. And today is opening day, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Finally, kick that front door down.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we're really excited. It's definitely been a long time coming.
Tell us what it's going to look like today. Half capacity, right?
Yeah, it's half capacity, which is pretty scary. And we're going to get through it. I think the biggest thing that our goal to do is, as a company, is we want to show people safe. We've been having orientation meetings. You know, it's needless to say, it's brand new for everybody. The business owners, the servers, the cooks, everything's new. So we've been really focusing on showing people safe and doing the proper procedures to keep them socially distanced, but also be able to have a good time. So,
hey, Mark, this is really none of my business, but I'd like you to at least give me some indication, because I'm worried. I've driven around these last few months by empty parking lots everywhere, and it makes me sort of nauseous. Can people like you with a small business, a restaurant like this, can you survive on half capacity?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I don't know. I think that the question becomes, how long will it be at half capacity? And I think I speak for most of the independent bar and restaurants when I say that, you know, I don't know how sustainable that is for all of us.
Well, even in the meantime, when you're at half capacity, we want people to go out and support you. So you've got Beer Keller in Taylor, right? And Beer Haven in Woodhaven.
Yes, we do. Beer Keller's on the corner of Goddard and Allen. And we're right here in Taylor, Michigan. We absolutely love being here. We've been here for almost 6 years now.
It's one of my favorite places.
Lots of good beer, I assume?
Lots of beer. I think, what do you guys got, like 30 or something like that on tap?
So we have 34 taps in Taylor. We have 40 taps down in Woodhaven. The Taylor Bar's got some really unique German beers, some stuff that you don't see everywhere. And, I don't want to rat out Jason, but he's pretty familiar with our draft.
Oh, we're sure he is.
And quick question, Mark. Are you guys going to continue, even at half capacity, at 9 p.m. every night to give a toast at the bar?
Absolutely. No matter what, we do the 9 p.m. toast live. We ring the bell. Everybody raises a glass. And we've been doing it and posting them on Facebook this entire time.
Every single day, you guys, since they've been shut down, they still get on their Facebook and they still do a toast for everybody on Facebook at 9 p.m.
I love that.
I'll make
That's
sure
great.
Tonight we do them live on Facebook at 9 o'clock from both bars. So if you can't make it in, you know, raise a glass at home or wherever you're at. We'd love for you to join us. And we're just excited to start getting back to business.
What's that little motorcycle toast, or that little German toast of the motorcycle, ding, ding, ding? You know that one?
No, that's a new one. You might have to come in and do that one for you.
I gotta look it up. Well, it's a whole little spiel before you guzzle down a beer.
Right.
It's 1940s. It's from the 1940s. But
could be.
All right.
Your
Mark Gazzardo,
taught it to me when I was a little boy.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck.
Thank you for your time this morning. Good luck to everybody out there. We'll see you at the bar soon. Cheers, everybody.